Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together. A Prayer for Restored Faith by Christine Brown, read by Leah Martin. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Psalm 51:12. There are many things that can trigger a faith struggle in our lives. Tragedy, extended seasons of suffering, and hopelessness can all hit without warning. In those desperate times, we may wrestle with where God is or if He hears us. Thankfully, when the difficulties of life pile on us, we have this truth from our faithful Father. Hardships may cause our faith to wane, but God is ready to restore that faith when we ask. Restoration can be defined as the act of returning something to its former condition. The Bible has a lot to say about restoration. God loves to restore us. And His restoration promises apply to our physical bodies, our minds, and even our faith. King David knew the precious gift of God's restoration. After his infidelity with Bathsheba, David cried out to God with these words recorded in Psalm 51:12. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. David knew only one could cleanse him from unrighteousness, restore his spirit, and renew his hope. Only God, the Master Restorer. So whatever hard season you're going through that's caused you to lose faith, take heart. God is faithful, and He will provide the restoration you need. Let's begin with this prayer for restored faith. Dear Heavenly Father, lately I've felt my faith weakening. So much is going on in the world that's caused me to question where you are in all of this. Yet I know in my heart you hear our cries for help. You're always with us, ready to offer restored hope when we ask. Your word reminds us you're a God of restoration. You love making things new. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Lord, renew my faith right now, just as you've done before. Help me trust in your steadfast word instead of what I see happening all around me. Your promises are powerful, even when circumstances seem hopeless. I know you desire to restore my spirit and my faith. You're my healer, provider, and deliverer. I put my trust in you alone. Thank you, God, for forgiving me for letting my faith wane instead of holding on to you. You are forever faithful, and I give you praise today. Even as I call out to you in prayer, I sense my faith being fully restored. In Jesus' name, amen.
This podcast is supported by HomeTap, the smart new way to access your home's equity and pay for life's expenses without a loan. Receive cash in as little as 3 weeks and use it for anything you'd like, from paying off debt to funding renovations and more. The best part? There aren't any monthly payments or interest to worry about. Learn more and get a personalized estimate at HomeTap.com. That's HomeTap.com.
Whatever the job, at UniFirst, we provide the uniforms and services you need to work harder, smarter, and safer. We always deliver because you do. Discover UniFirst. Uniforms, services, solutions.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.